Chorus, and as I say, the title track is Carousel Fool.
What went wrong with your timeline? Was it too good to be true? No one here can understand why disappointing your thoughts. With the one hand on the steering, the one hand in the steel, no one knows that better than you. Oh, what went wrong with your city, the Brasilia of the North? if you had to succeed to survive. But the dog for once was on our side and behind the bars you'll still. But no one knows that better than you. Oh, Dan, you're a terrible man. I can't see what you've done. You spoil all our fun. Oh, Dan, 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 you kill me, old man. You turn this town into a coward man. You never just a man.
That is Alan's current single, Down the Plan, and it's also on the Squire LP. Proof of Crime Doesn't Pay.
There's a slight rumour going around that a few members of the musicians on stage tonight drink a bit. It's perfectly untrue. They drink a lot. This is a song dedicated to all the dedicated drinkers in the audience. It's called One More Bottle of Wine. Someone said the clock is slipping through the time. One more drink before we go. I've never met such fine and friendly folk, you know. The moment is not done, no way. There's still a lot of fun before we go. One more bottle of wine. Charge it up and make it out to peace of mind. One more drink to kiss my hair. Ease my aching bones and put them into bed. We don't see eye to eye always. Can but only try in small ways. So one more bottle of wine opened up to the name of love in the nick of time. Drunk to the future of mankind. For in truth we are the blind leading the blind. Let's have another drink, God's sake. Oh, we're on the brink of a real bad break. Let's have another drink, God's sake. One more bottle of wine opened up to the name of love in the nick of time. Drunk to the future of man. We are the blind leading the blind. Let's have another drink, for God's sake. Though we're on the brink, a real bad break. Let's have another drink. 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 Let's have another drink.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
potatoes, or when your wrists are slapped. Persecution complex, a persecution complex, a persecution complex. Persecution complex, isn't it a gas? Peeling mashed potatoes, or when your wrists are slapped. Persecution complex, a persecution complex, a persecution complex. Persecution complex, a persecution complex, a persecution complex. Call me Percy for short.
Called professionals, but we're really on the door. We used to get about one gig every 2 months. We used to do a few of our own songs, but it was basically, it was 1962. We used to copy a group that was going around Newcastle and called the Animals to try and do a bit of rhythm and blues, which was different. And it was very nice for people in Newcastle, I think, to relate to it, but relate to the hard feeling, the down feeling, and the beat and the blues.
For Alan Hull, it was all imitation Dylan and regurgitated Tom Paxton, but you can't keep a good man down. And those who began to write their own material found an encouraging audience. Alan played at just about every folk club within travelling distance during his time as a mental nurse in a local hospital. And it wasn't long before it was difficult to get into any club advertising the presence of Alan Hull and his friends if you arrived after 8 o'clock. It was at his own club, the High Point in Whitley Bay, that he first met the group of lads who were eventually to become Lindisfarne.
who had a lot of ideas in common, and they played a couple of my songs. One of them was Lady Alno on stage, and they had a couple of their songs. One of them was Meet Me on the Corner, and we just sort of played along together, and I joined them and they joined me. It was one of those lovely, happy sort of accidents, and I became five friends rather than a business, which was possible in those days because we were all penniless and we had no pressures. The only pressure was like, who's going to get the next beers in, you know? And it was a lovely feeling, a feeling of sort of easy sort of creativity. And it worked from there.
Lady Eleanor was Lindisfarne's most successful single, released in 1972, by which time the band had a positive identity. But what kind of music was it?
I suppose the nearest thing it is folk music in the same sense that the Beatles were folk music, but it wasn't folk music in the sense that traditional, real folk music is, if you like. It wasn't that. It wasn't blues. It was a sort of a mixture of, right, here we go. This is our music. This is how we're going to do it. Whether you like it or not, that's it. And, I mean, the songs themselves aren't specifically about stories that happen on Tyneside, or they're not about people on Tyneside, or they're not even about Tyneside. I mean, Lady Eleanor is about death, really, I suppose. It's about Edgar Allan Poe. But it's still got that feeling of mistiness that you get. You see, people think that the Tyneside is grimy and industrial, like a Lowry painting. But it's not all that, you see, because like 4 miles outside of Tyneside, you've got Northumberland, which is this beautiful stretch of every possible kind of countryside you want to find. You know, it's like a 60-mile stretch of beautiful beach, of the mountains, between Scotland and England. If you stand on the Drumlins, up on the Cheviots, and you can feel the mist. And that's what like Lady Eleanor is. I suppose I've drawn things from the industrial area and the rugged rural area of Northumberland.
Most of the Lindisfarne songs had been written by Alan in his semi-pro days. But it was the title song from the second album which summed up Hull's super cynicism about what working class life really meant. You work yourself half to death only to see the region's riches filter south, and all you're left with is the fog on the Tyne. That's yours. If you remember your recent political history, we were then designated a development area, and as such were bombarded on all sides by political promises of nirvana just round the corner.
There's always been a feeling on Tyneside, not usually spoken of, especially not of people from the south, but a little feeling that we've always been a bit hard done by on Tyneside. We've always been sort of second-class citizens. And because of a strange accent, which is very hard to mimic, I'm told, that could be because it's so insular. We became insular, and we always felt sort of second-class, and our betters live in the south, and our betters have got all the big houses up here. All the mine owners have got the big houses. We just work the mines, so we can keep them in the big houses. But they know better than us because they speak posh. But at that time, as in everywhere else in the country and the world, I suppose, things were changing. They were changing in time, so we've got a sort of Geordie liberation movement. And it reached a peak towards the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s where it became Geordie chauvinism. You know, it was good to be a Geordie.
When Dingley Dell, their third album, was released in 72, it seemed to have lost the original verve of the band. Then early in 73, Clements Laidlaw and Cy Cow formed Jack the Lad, while Hull and Jackson brought in new personnel and kept the Lindisfarne name. But they too were destined to break up.
And apart from being a little bit talented, you know, a little bit musical, we're just basically simple people. And the complications and the pressures were a little bit too much. And the main one, I'm sure, was actually on block, leaving Tyneside, where we have our roots, our traditions, and where we're understood and we understand.
Jack the Lad held on to the Lindisfarne style until Clements left after the first album. But they haven't lived up to the original promise and have become regarded on Tyneside as just another local band. Since Hull and Jackson's Lindisfarne split early last year, it may appear to the rest of the country that they too have withered into obscurity, never to return. But on Tyneside, the most exciting performance is always that of Alan Hull playing solo. And it can't be long before he once again hits the national scene a hard smack between the eyes.
Every single one of them was a hero, standing up for their race. And don't let nobody tell you no different, no newspaper phony or friend. Cause when the book has finally been written, you know the heroes always beat the villains in the end.
I'm 12 years old, people call me Billy the Kid. My mother and my father have gone from my side. Lying together, for together they die. Everybody dance, dance up a stagger. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to the Lord, we can live to look together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Well, my name is Ishmael, and I live in Beirut. I'm 12 years old, but I know how to shoot. My brother and my sister were both refugees. With a gun at their heads, they died on their knees. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to the Lord, we can live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Well, my name is God, oh Allah, if you choose. And I'll bring you despair, destruction and abuse. Everybody dance, dance up a circle. Everybody dance, soldier and worker. Pray to the Lord, we can live together somehow. For the day of the jackal is now. Hey, everybody dance, dance up a circle.
A policeman or a bomb, and you know it's not better than some. something, but it's better than being alone.
Come down here. We're sick and tired of living all these years in fear. The Argentine is fine, but it's not England, you know. We got 6 million sheep, some penguins, and a whole lot of snow. And it's cold. So cold. Yes, it's cold. You should have seen us. Just the hills and the gun between us. 80 miles to Port Stanley. It'll be a hell of a party to meet us. And now the sound. Give our regards to the widows and the mamas and the papas in the crowd. When they sing their songs of victory, tell them to sing them way out loud. Yes, it's cool. Great way to see the world. So I left my town, my mama, papa, and my favorite girl. Put on my uniform, stood to attention, joined the crew. Now I'm dead and I'm passing this message on to you. It's cool, so cool. This is cool. Should have seen us, just the ships and the sea between us. Fighting for your freedom, we got damned cold hands to free us. And now, yes, now is the time to cry.
Some golden cufflinks for his silken chair, and who never sees it there. Oh, I know what does money mean anyway. I've got more than all that. I can smile when it's rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game they almost play. Oh, Anna, I don't give a damn if your daddy cannot see me for the things I really am, and I don't mind if your mommy and her kind don't like my hair.
I don't care because it's you that's on my mind.
Oh, I know what does money mean anyway. I've got more than all that. I can smell when it's a rainy, rainy day. I can see what's behind the big money game they almost play. What's behind the big money game they almost play?
Slightly introduced my wife on the bass, yeah? For Brian Bottlehurst.
Sorry about that.
This next song is my way of getting back in the weather. Because I hate the sun, man. Everybody in Newcastle hates the sun. I'm not used to it. It's not British. It's not Geordie. Yeah, this is a song deliberately, especially for him, who brought this with us. It's called January Song.
Sorry for a man I know. The world he holds in trembling hands and asking where to go. And as he stares out at me from the mirrored wall, I see the tears trying to cry, but tears they will not fall. His life is passing by behind his tired eye, like the colors in a January sky. Useless it is to question things concerning the past. In it lies the future, and then it all can last. And speaking now of changes, I sometimes feel the fear that the reason for the meaning will even disappear. I need you to help me carry on. Need me, need you, need him, need everyone. And love is such a small word, but something it is so vast. But in it lies the future, the present and the past. And just as sure as tomorrow soon be yesterday, the love you thought you occupied will surely drift away. Still need you to help me carry on. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone.
January Song, and many thanks to Alan Hull.
blowing music through your head. And your rain splattered windows, naked inside to stay in bed. Do you spare one thought for the homeless tramp who wishes he was dead?
Quite my favourite among all Ireland's songs, Winter Song, and I'd like to thank him for joining us tonight. That's from his first album, way back.